We now move on to the study session agenda, and the first item on the agenda, call that to order. And the first item on the agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension. Mr. Grote, welcome.
Thank you.
If you would make sure to introduce everybody at the table, would appreciate that.
I certainly will. Mayor Smith, members of City Council, first of all, I'm Wolf Grote. I'm the Director of Planning and Development for Metro. And next to me is MB Finnerty. She is Metro's Arts Administrator. And next to her is John Kane. John is our station architect with our consultant team. And today's presentation will be focusing on art and architecture regarding our stations for our light rail project coming to downtown Mesa. And the bulk of this presentation will be done by MB and John. But before we get into that, I would like to take just a moment to bring you up to speed on... Hit that right there. Okay, I'm sorry. We'd like to bring you up to speed on where we are on the project at this moment in time, and also what's coming up in the few months ahead of us. As you may know, we've been working with our consultant team on the design since last August. We achieved our first design milestone in April. And that is to meet our 30% design submittal. We have been reviewing that design submittal with Mesa staff and also within our organization within Metro, and we've received comments. We're also updating our cost estimate at this point in time to make sure that's current. And we are engaged with the community over the next couple of months, culminating in a public meeting in June, and we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. Also important right now is the environmental assessment document that we're doing concurrent with our design activities, and that's important because until we have environmental clearance, we can't start the real estate acquisition that we need to do for this project, as well as utility relocations. And once we have that clearance, we have a pre-award authority from the Federal Transit Administration to allow us to start those activities. We are probably a month or so away from having that environmental clearance. We have just yesterday received a notice of to allow us to move forward with circulating the final environmental document. So we're getting very close, but we still have to have a 30-day circulation period, and then we will be able to finalize the document and receive environmental clearance. Also important of note is this fall, at the end of September, we will have another milestone. That'll be our 60% design milestone. And the reason I wanted to highlight that today is because that's the milestone where we develop a cost estimate and a schedule that then will become the basis for our discussions with the Federal Transit Administration for a project construction grant agreement. They will not allow us to submit a project construction agreement or to request an agreement until we've reached that 60% milestone. So once we have that, and once we've been able to work with FTA on some of our submittals, we anticipate that in probably in the November timeframe that we would make that submittal to the Federal Transit Administration. Hopefully next spring we will see a grant agreement from the federal government. So that's the only update I wanted to give you. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to take those, or we can just keep right on going here. So I'll go ahead and turn over to MB.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the process that we started for the art and architecture. John, you want to start?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. We are going to show you four of the stations and the concepts behind them. And what we've done to get to that point is working with your rich history and the amazing context and the amazing kind of urban environments you have. It's unique based on what the light rail will go through. So we spent a lot of time researching online, going to your museums, and just walking the neighborhoods, and we gathered a lot of really great information that's inspired it. We've also got great community input, which has been instrumental in terms of the informing these designs, and working with staff, who's been fantastic to work with to move these forward.
The art program also started really early with that working design group They really identified what was important about the stations, what the character and concepts were. We did have a nationwide call for artists, and then we have an artist selection and review process, which is performed rather by our regional rail arts committee, which is arts professionals and artists from Mesa and the region, as well as our station art review committee, which are stakeholders from around the stations. And then finally, we'll have a public meeting, which we'll talk about more, to review.
So to get started, the light rail stations have been conceived as a kit of parts. There are a variety of things dealing with rain, dealing with sun, seating, creating comfort for the users, wayfinding, a variety of issues. The idea of this kit of parts is that it can be arranged in a myriad of configurations to relate to the context, specific context of each station location. What we are doing on Mesa is actually creating an additional component, which is always really the neat thing about it, which we're really excited about, that we can add a unique piece that will create a unique identity for the Mesa stations. And what we're evaluating right now are three of these unique canopies that can be integrated into the system. They're going to solve a couple issues. One, not only identity, but actually adding shade to the entries. And then also, when you get your ticket at the ticket vending machine, providing shade at that particular transaction point, which is really important. So these three canopy options are being evaluated right now for cost, constructability, durability, and just going through this evaluation program right now. But these are going to be plugged in to the four stations that I will show you here in a second. So starting at Alma School, each station has a concept or a theme that kind of generates kind of ideas for both the configuration of the components as well as the art that will be associated with it. At the Alma School, the idea of emergence, this idea that this is going to be a brand new area once light rail happens, this will really be transformative in terms of what will be occurring in this particular area. And the shape and the actual form of the station, as you can see here, kind of takes that on in terms of kind of starting out at relatively nothing and then growing and creating a crescendo. And imagine in 15 years the buildings and the other things that are going to be built around this because of that. So this is kind of starting that excitement and that energy. You can see how the Mesa canopies are creating this entry, and now when you come across the street and you enter the station platform, now there's a sense of protection from both the sun and the cars on either side, and creating a really wonderful experience as you enter the station platform.
Okay, so the artwork is obviously going to be integrated at each station. When the artists came on, one of the charges that Mesa gave to us was they really wanted a unifying theme, something that would tie all the stations together. So the artists worked with the architects and then with these groups that I mentioned earlier. The theme they came up with was New Growth, Old Roots, which obviously is going to celebrate kind of where you're going, but also really look to where you come from. And then the artists worked with the architects' themes that they set up, and it all kind of coalesced really nicely. Here at Alma School, the artist is Daniel Diaz. He's an artist from Tucson. You can see the artwork is very integrated. And as I mentioned earlier, that working group, the community working group that talked about themes and what was important, the design criteria they gave to us was this idea they wanted really more human scale, a really colorful station. So here we have this really beautiful metalwork with glass. And the artist is looking toward, you know, mathematical technology that's probably going to be happening with development here. So you'll see these trees are actually fractal designs. The patterns are actually mathematical equations. And in the center, this centerpiece is potentially a dynamic piece that will actually move with wind. You can see the colored elements are a colored glass, which will have imagery that will tap into some of the historic roots.
The Country Club station has been conceived as a threshold. Obviously, this is the entry to the downtown area. And the idea that this is where the two lanes on either side will now narrow down to a single lane through the downtown area. So at that point of transition, we're designing the stations with the landscape and the art to create this sense of arrival and this kind of entering a new zone. Looking in conjunction with Morris and the landscape on either side, there will be this wonderful compression, and those that are driving and are arriving by light rail will realize they're entering a completely different space. And then, as MB is going to talk about, is how the stations are setting up the and framing the art piece.
Okay, the artwork, this is Ed Carpenter, he's from LA, and what he's an artist that makes really big abstract, really beautifully bright and colorful pieces. That was why he was selected. And he works from organic ideas. He works from nature. So you can see here these flower pieces that he's working for. And he's really cognizant of this large piece. His criteria was to create a big, you know, dynamic landmark piece, as it were. So we're still looking at exactly where it's going to be on the station. I think that's going to be yet to be determined. But you can see, you can see that, you know, whatever this piece, wherever the piece is, it's going to be throwing these beautiful shadows. What was important here was kind of not only the size and the grandeur of this piece to say you are now coming into this downtown area, but it's going to have a great night presence as well. Keep in mind, although these are, you know, they look really like finished drawings, these are really concepts. So this is still 30% concepts. We're getting input from everyone. But the idea of this glass and this kind of flowery piece that comes up and could be really striking.
Next station is the Center Street. The idea here is the nexus. This is an amazing spot where you have culture with the MAC. You've got City Hall. You've got history. You've got retail. Everything is coming together at the center of town. And how do we design a station that can actually bring all that together and celebrate all that and connect all the pieces and parts? So the idea here is to literally bring history, bring culture, bring civic, retail, all that energy to the station and back. It's almost like a zipper, and it's bringing all those things together in this piece. The idea that it's relatively low, relative to the scale of the MAC and City Hall, it's not trying to compete, but actually, again, bridge. Looking at paving and other kinds of ideas to pull this all together.
Okay, and this is the fun one for me to describe. In this case, the artist is Ralph Helmick. He's out of Massachusetts. And his design, what he was given was that his artwork really needs to respond to the amazing architecture of the MAC and everything that John just detailed. So he presented really more of a concept. So bear with me as I walk through this. There's a lot of elements to his piece. He really wants to have something that is a beacon.
I'm always worried when an artist says, bear with me. You know?
It's going to be great. Trust me.
You know, the definition of good public art is that everybody hates it, and then it grows on them.
And then it grows on them, right.
And then they wonder how they did without it.
Exactly.
Isn't that generally how public art normally
exactly
goes?
That's exactly how it's
going
to be. Okay. And everyone will just identify basically with these pieces.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So Ralph is really looking at the idea of a landmark, a beacon. He wants to use light, something that if he uses light, it could be something that could actually be interactive, where people could see this lit up structure and it could mean something depending on what color it is. I mean, and again, this is all concepts, but the idea of this kind of beacon. On the right, you'll see this image of a planetarium, and again, in this case, he's trying to create this idea of a room, of a space that he's creating for the pedestrian who's coming onto the light rail, but also for the people around it. Now, in this image, I'm going to show you a bunch of separate images here. This is a piece that he did at a courthouse, and you can see he's actually using metal to draw out these symbolic images. In this case, there's 12 profiles, which would represent, obviously, the 12 jurors. And I show you this because it's a little similar to what he is planning, where this looks different from far away to where it would look like underneath if you're standing below it. And then here is, again, this is another piece he did. He's working on a theme. But on the right hand, you'll see a really conceptual sketch. And this is much more what I think of when I think of conceptual sketches. This is going to be in the entryway. It'll be a metal structure that stands above so that you can walk underneath it, but you can also see it from far away. If you look on the right, this was a structure he was working on for a university where they deal with law and medicine. So you can see how he can really play with symbolic images that are unique and important to Mesa, and that's what he'll be doing as he continues with the design. But at the bottom of the structure, you'll see these lights. So this will be lit up. Again, it will have a night presence. And the idea is that the air will pass through this. It's very airy, but it will still look different from wherever you are and will be really meaningful to Mesa.
And the fourth station is the Mesa Drive. The idea here is that we're calling it the Commons. At one level, its job is to link the parks, the temple grounds. I mean, you got this really amazing spot. It's also, in another way, another threshold coming from the east into downtown. The other thing that we're really interested in is the history, obviously, that Mesa has. And one of the community members had pointed out the historic train station. And so we took that. We really love the architecture of that. And we're using the rhythm and of the building's structure and actually using that to actually organize the canopy structures. Thank you. Get them pushed the wrong way. In terms of, it's an abstraction of the idea, and we're hopefully going to have some imagery and other things that will reinforce that and make those kind of connections. And the other idea about this station is that it will be very green. Again, this idea of almost like a vertical garden that's going to connect to the horizontal parks that are nearby.
Okay. This artwork, Mary Lucking is our artist on the station. She's a local artist in Phoenix. And what she did was she really kind of ran with this idea. The architects came up with this continuation of the park. And her criteria, as it were, was to really kind of more of a storytelling, look at the history of Mesa. So what she did was she had this idea of, you know, in the parks, in the backyard, stories that are handed down from grandparents to grandchildren, mothers and fathers to their children, just from generation to generation. She's looking back at a style, the arts and crafts style, and here's a William Morris type print, this idea of this kind of very formal but very flowery and really quite gorgeous artistic style. And what she wants to do is actually collect stories from the community, and those stories she will then kind of create this kind of storytelling, almost children's book illustration, but it'll still be quite dynamic. She wants to have in the entryways this idea of this kind of pergola that you might find in your backyard, a beautiful shaded entryway. And as I go through this, you know, John and I are both very cognizant that anything that we do with plants really needs to work. So the artwork will function whether there's vines growing on it or not. And so all of these elements will work both in the spring when everything's verdant as well as kind of high summer when it maybe isn't quite so verdant. But so you see this entryway here. Again, these panels, Daniel Martin Diaz, where she's using metal in replacing the screens with these beautifully laser-cut metal panels that are floral. And again, these you can see these glass storybooks, and these stories are going to be the Mesa stories that she collects from the community. And then finally, for kind of a large wow piece, she's going to take these, take advantage of the columns that John's giving her, and she's putting these big screens. Now, these are just, all the images you see are just placeholders. They're not the final design. She'll be drawing this. And she'll be looking into monumental pieces that again, reflect Mesa. So she has an example of an image of a person on the right. It might be an abstract pattern. So she'll be working that out as she gets more input from the community and as we go further in the design. Okay. So the next steps, obviously, our next step is going to be the 30% public meeting, where we will continue to get input from Mesa community and find out what's going on and how they feel about all of this. When we go to 60% and the artists and architects continue design, when we come back, you will be seeing the art and architecture integrated fully. You'll see the final Mesa canopy that we decide on. The landscaping will be realized. And the traction power substation, we do have a small budget for some artwork at the traction power substation, but since we hadn't actually located it completely, I didn't really want the artists to start. So by the time we have it 60%, we'll have the artists come on for that, and you'll see the concepts for those as well.
Yeah. Finally, just to give you an idea where we're going over the next couple of months, as I mentioned before, we do have public participation at various levels that we're taking on over the next couple of months, primarily to take out the 30% design, make sure people know where we're at, also specifically the art and the architecture that MB and John have been talking about today. We have this evening, we have a community working group meeting here in the downtown area, and then over the next couple of months we have various groups and organizations that we'll be making presentations to and working with. And then on June 9th we do have the public meeting at the East Valley Institute of Technology. So that's where we are at this point, and we'd be happy to hear your thoughts and comments.
Any questions, comments? I'm really interested to see what you come up with for that final.
I think you'll like it. I think
it's artwork by the right across the street. That'd be interesting. The other thing is they show up here in the artists, but we haven't really talked about it, and that's the what do you call those things that hold the wires?
Right. We haven't had that conversation.
Catenary?
Catenaries.
Yeah, the Oprah catenary system.
And I noticed that in your drawings, you've maintained the current style of the streetlights down the middle and hung the catenaries on that. Is that a discussion you've had, or is that just something you've put in there because it's there, or how's that going?
Well, Mayor, the plan is to integrate the street lighting in the downtown with the overhead catenary system.
Okay.
If that's your question, yes.
So that's a discussion you've actually had.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and that is actually something that we, in working with the State Historic Preservation Office, that they're interested in, is to maintain that historical street lighting in the downtown.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Good. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Thank you. Okay, here are reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anyone?
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Excuse me. I attended the American Public Gas Association, or APGA, conference in D.C. this week. And the APGA is a consortium of publicly owned gas utilities. And we had the opportunity to meet with Congressman Schweikert's office, Congressman Flake, and Senators McCain and Kyle's office to discuss issues that are important to we, the publicly owned gas utilities. It was very interesting. And what was also fun was I was with the rock star of the whole group, one of our very own, Mike Comstock, is like the man. So it's always a real honor to go somewhere nationally and people come up to you and say, "Oh man, you're from Mesa. You're with, you know, Mike Comstock. He's great." It's really an honor to have such awesome people working in the city of Mesa. So we had a good time. We did a lot of work, and I'm really, really tired. Thanks.
Good. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I'd like to report on two recent meetings that I attended. I represent the Arizona League of Cities and Towns on the Arizona Supreme Court's Commission on Technology, and I'm very pleased to report at that meeting. The commission approved the funding in this next year for the proposal that we discussed when reviewing the Mesa Municipal Courts, where Mesa is selected as the lead agency to develop a new case management system for municipal courts throughout Arizona. And the Supreme Court members of the commission were very complimentary to the city of Mesa and its staff for stepping up to take a lead on this project, and which will result, I think, in some significant funds and benefits to our community over the next 2 years. The other meeting that I attended, which is very timely, yesterday, the Valley Metro Board approved its budget for the coming year, and I think the staff there, in working with the member cities, has developed a very responsible budget that will have some significant savings in terms of how they intend to do business over the next year. And so I'm very pleased with that outcome of working with the Valley Metro staff and the way they work with member cities. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? I guess since the vice mayor's not here, I'll cover for him. We had the opportunity on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday
to open the Mesa Express Library.
Mel.
Yeah. The Mesa Express Library, and out at the Power Square on the, what is that, the southeast corner of Baseline and Power Road, and a great turnout, a lot of people there. I think this is a great accomplishment and something we're going to look back at and be proud of some of the things our library department and city staff has done to get creative and to provide a very valuable service to an underserved part of our city. And I think they'll be grateful, and maybe we'll create a model that we can take other places. A great way to provide high-level services in a very economical way. So congratulations to all on that. Later that evening, I had the opportunity to attend the graduation of the Mayor's Youth Committee with Councilmember Glover and Councilmember Richens there also. Great committee. I'll tell you, it's a real privilege for me to work with a group of about 20 of our high school students from all the different high schools throughout the city, which now is no longer just the Mesa Public Schools. We have representatives from, of course, the Mesa High Schools and Desert Ridge, which is in Gilbert School District, but is all located within the Mesa boundaries, Mesa City boundaries. And then also our charter schools, which provided some great high-quality students. And we had a great time, and kudos out to my chief of staff, Kathy McDonald, who runs this program. And this is a year-long, school year-long program where youth get totally immersed in leadership, government, city, and civic involvement. And they really are the cream of the crop of students. And we're putting together the class for next year right now. So if you're a high school student or a high school counselor or anything, and you've got a student that would be a good candidate, please send the name on to Kathy. But that was great. Then yesterday, I think most of the council and I had the opportunity to attend the Mesa United Way Awards luncheon, and it just reminded me what an incredible community we have. You saw the packed room, people who have given and worked hard to raise money for a great cause, and that's the United Way, and congratulations to them, because these are really tough times. You know, these are not only tough times for families, they're tough times for government, but they're also a really tough time for those agencies who have to provide a higher level of service, because it's sort of this inverse relationship where when the economy goes down, the service needs increase dramatically, but the ability of citizens to give to the agencies who provide those services is really challenged. And the United Way and their volunteers, and there is an army of volunteers that work in the various companies, the agencies, and the United Way itself to raise money to provide some very, very valuable service to our citizens. And so congratulations to them. And then I capped off last night by attending, and this is a little special to me because Smith Junior High, who's named after somebody I know, I got to go with my father to their awards banquet, assembly, which we go to every year, and present a couple of awards on behalf of, in the name of my mom and my dad. And I'll tell you, it's pretty incredible to see our youth. And if you ever have a doubt as to whether the next generation can handle it, get involved in the youth committee or go to one of these awards assemblies, and it's just amazing what these kids accomplish and the number of excellent scholars we have. And we spend a lot of time beating ourselves up and telling us how lousy schools are and things like that. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of good stuff going on out there. There's teachers who care. There's students who work their tail off and who excel. There's parents who are engaged and involved, and we don't talk enough about that. And that is happening in our schools, in our city, and I wish we would talk more about the good things that are going on, because there are a lot of good things. And unfortunately, in this era where we tend to focus on the negatives, we don't give ourselves the chance to sit back and enjoy the successes that we have. And yes, this week has been a time to enjoy the successes between the youth committee, the United Way, Mel.
I missed one.
And you missed one. What was that?
Mesa Community College graduation last Friday night.
Oh,
which I had the pleasure to attend, and 450 of students walked down the aisle. It was a beautiful event. They do a great job, and one of the 450 graduates was my oldest, Kyle, which is fun.
Good.
He's going on to ASU in the fall. But what a great group! The all ages walking down, getting their whatever you get in community college, your
certificate or AA or whatever.
And it was so much fun just to see how the cool cross-section of people that attend Mesa
Community
College.
And that was cool, so it was
Oh, it was
very
beautiful. It was very nice. It was very nice. And it's just, it's such a high-class act. It was a beautiful graduation.
Well, there's a lot of good things going on in our community, and I wish we could celebrate those a little bit more and spend a little bit more time talking about the good things. So thank you for bringing that up. Well, Councilmember Fenter.
Our good mayor failed to mention that he received the Spirit of Mesa Award for outstanding leadership, and well-deserved, and you could tell greatly appreciated, and he's a humble guy, and we appreciate all that he does, so just didn't want to let that go.
You're out of order, council member. Thank you. Now, that was a great honor, and like I said, honors like that are almost embarrassing, because you should never get an award for doing what you're supposed to do, and that's what mayors do, I guess, or supposed to do. So thank you. That was, and I thank the United Way for for singling me out, although, if you look over the audience and you look over what happens, this is a community effort. And I'm never cease to be amazed at the people we have in this community. You got people and organizations that go way beyond the call of duty and the average, and they just do great things. And it's good, once again, to be able to sit back and recognize that. So I hope we use that energy and the good things we have to accomplish things. A lot of good stuff has happened in this city. There really is a lot of good going on. And I've attended more ribbon cuttings in the last 3 or 4 months and groundbreakings than I think people understand. There's actually even some economic activity going on out there. It's not to the level we want, but there's investment being made. There's people graduating. There's kids excelling. So a good week, good time of year. Okay, Mr. Brady.
Mayor and Council, just a reminder, we have our next study session will be on May 26th. So we'll see you then.
And Ms. Crocker, I assume that nobody showed up in the last 15 minutes to speak?
You're correct, Mayor.
Good. Thank you. All right. Unless there's nothing else, I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.